Welcome to the Learn Tagalog Filipino Show. And in this episode, we'll be talking about famous and influential Filipino musicians in the past 100 years. By the way, thank you so much, Leia and Trey, for supporting me here on Patreon. So welcome to the exploration of the rich and vibrant world of Filipino music. In this journey, we will delve into the lives and legacies of the most famous and influential Filipino musicians from the past century. From celebrated composers to groundbreaking performers, these individuals have shaped the musical landscape of the Philippines, leaving an indelible mark in the hearts and minds of countless music enthusiasts. Join me as I celebrate their achievements and discover the melodies that have resonated with generations of Filipinos. So let's start with Nicanor Abelardo, born 1893, died 1934, renowned composer known for his romantic and nationalist compositions, including the popular song Between Star Beautiful Marikit. Lucio San Pedro, next musical artist, born 1913, died 2002, composer of the well-loved Filipino folk song Sa Ugoy ng Duyan and other iconic compositions that showcase the country's rich musical heritage. So that's Lucio San Pedro. Next is Francisco Santiago, born 1889, died 1947. He's a noted composer and conductor known for his composition, Pilipinas Kong Mahal, the melody of which later became the country's national anthem. Pilipinas, Philippines of course, Kong May, Mahal, Love. Levi Celerio, 1910 to 2002, a prolific songwriter and composer who wrote more than 4,000 songs, including classics like Ang Pasko Ay Sumapit and Saan Ka Man Naroroon. He was also famous for his ability to play music using a leaf as a flute. Leaf dahon. So he was using a leaf to play music. I believe he's part of the Guinness Book of Record. Correct me if I'm wrong. Put it in the comments if I'm wrong. So leaf again is dahon. Saan is where. So another composition that he wrote is Saan Ka Man Naroroon, wherever you are. Saan Ka Man Naroroon, wherever you are. Saan Ka Man Naroroon. Next on our list is Felipe Padilla de Leon, born 1912, died 1992. Composer and conductor known for his works that reflect Filipino culture and history, such as the opera Noli Me Tangere, based on Jose Rizal's novel. Ryan Kayabyab is next on our list. Was born on 1954. An acclaimed composer and musical director known for his contributions to original Filipino music or Pilipino music, which is OPM, for mentoring many Filipino artists. He has composed numerous hit songs and film scores. Next on our list is Freddy Aguilar. Born 1953, he's a singer-songwriter best known for his iconic folk song Anak. Anak, which is offspring in English, it gained international recognition and became one of the best-selling singles of all time in the Philippines. So Anak, offspring, or child, Anak. Next on our list is Jose Marichan. Born 1945, he's a singer, songwriter, and businessman whose songs, particularly his Christmas music, have become holiday staples in the Philippines. His hits include Christmas in Our Hearts and Beautiful Girl. Christmas, Pasko, Hearts, Puso, Mga Puso, Hearts, Mga Puso, or Heart, Puso, Beautiful, Maganda, or Marikit. So that's Jose Marichan. Next on our list is the Apo Hiking Society, or Apo Hiking Society. They're a folk pop trio consisting of Danny Javier, Jim Paredes, and Buboy Garivillo. They produce numerous chart-topping songs like Batang Bata Ka Pa and Pumapatakang Ulan. Ulan, rain. So that's Ulan, rain. Regine Velasquez, born 1970. A multi-awarded singer and actress known as the Asia's Songbird. She has released numerous successful albums and is recognized for her powerful vocal range and versatility. So that's Regine Velasquez. Next on our list is Francis Magalona. Born 1964, died 2009. He's a rapper, songwriter, and producer known as the Master Rapper of the Philippines. He is considered a pioneer of Filipino hip-hop and a cultural icon for his socially conscious lyric. So that's Francis Magalona. Next on our list, probably know this group, Eraserheads. One of the most influential rock bands in the Philippines, composed of Eli Buendia, Marcus Adoro, Buddy Zabala, and Raymond Marasigan. They produced numerous hits including Ang Huling El Bimbo and Pariko. Huli, in English, last. So El Bimbo is a form of a dance. So Ang Huling El Bimbo in English, that would be the last El Bimbo. Next on our list is Gary Valenciano. Born 1964, a singer, songwriter, and performer known for his dynamic stage presence and powerful vocals. He has released numerous albums and is often called Mr. Pure Energy. Singer, manganganta, mang-aawit, singer, mang-aawit, o manganganta. Next on our list is Sara Jeronimo, born 1988, a singer, actress, and television personality who rose to fame as the winner of the singing competition show Star for a Night. She became a movie star and has released numerous chart-topping albums and dance tracks. Dance Sayaw. So Dance Sayaw. Lea Salonga, born 1971, a Tony Award-winning actress and singer known for her powerful performances in musical theater, particularly for her role as Kim in the musical Miss Saigon. She is also the singing voice of Princess Jasmine in Disney's Aladdin. So that's it for the famous and influential Filipino musicians in the past 100 years. Now, if you find value in this episode, consider supporting us on Learn Tagalog Filipino Show at Patreon. So we have the link here in the description. We also fill out the form to get free Tagalog lessons, and you could find it again here in the description. If you want to learn to speak Tagalog, you could listen to our podcast, you could go on Patreon and also support us, and you could fill out the form here so you could get the free lessons.